Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to provide you with some editing and proofreading tips for bloggers. Bloggers, protect your post from careless errors. Blogs have become one of the most popular forms of media in recent years. Anyone with a computer and an internet connection can now become a blogger. Starting a blog is easy, and once you do, you have the potential to reach millions of people. Unfortunately, the simple nature of blogs and blogging often breeds a careless mindset when generating a post. Bloggers are often too caught up in the thrill of their story or opinion to properly edit or proofread their piece. We've compiled a short list of tips in order to help the average blogger optimize his or her posts and get the most out of his or her online publications. Follow these tips and your messages, thoughts, arguments, and ponderings are sure to be well received. Number 1. Proofread your post. This is easily the most important step in generating a worthwhile blog post. There is nothing that renders a blog useless faster than a post riddled with careless spelling mistakes. As blogs are often statement or opinion based, it is likely that a blogger is trying to make a point or convey an argument of some sort. A blogger could make the most profound statement of all time, only to have it torn apart in the comments section by readers who quickly point out that he or she used their, T-H-E-R-E, instead of their, T-H-I-R-E. Always go over your post several times. Be sure that you've removed every grammar or syntax error you're capable of finding, and your post will improve tremendously. Number 2. Edit for context. Are you a professional, a politician, a pro wrestler, or just an average Joe looking for a creative venue to vent your frustrations about everyday life? As a blogger, a CEO should not use the same language as a schoolgirl, as readers are from vastly different walks of life. Your blog post will say a lot about your personality. So bloggers, be mindful of your tone. What's more, when you're publishing things online, anyone can find your entry and read it. Take your personal context into account in the editing process. Remove any language or thoughts that you wouldn't want your boss or coworkers to read. Conversely, if your post is aimed at fourth graders, don't use terms suited for university graduates. Number 3. Facts check. Truth is a necessity in your blog writing. Although the internet does not require citations or references, nothing will affect your readership more than blog posts filled with obvious lies and false statistics. Bloggers should edit their posts to remove outlandish statements masquerading as facts. Again, it is important to assess your facts in relation to the context of your blog. A humor blog is more likely to exaggerate events in order to get a chuckle. But if your genre doesn't call for outrageous antics, edit them out. Fellow bloggers tend to be a tough crowd, and if you're constantly spouting lies and false truths, your credibility will forever be in question. Number 4. The shorter, the better. When learning how to blog, you may have encountered the term TLDNR, which stands for Too Long, Did Not Read. TLDNR is used to quickly and effectively communicate that a blog's post length is far too long to attract potential readers to even begin looking at your blog. Who wants to read a 46-page blog post when they could potentially get the same information on Twitter in 140 characters? This leads directly to our final tip for bloggers. Number 5. Remove the rambling. A steady, unrelenting, coffee-induced stream of conscious rambling worked for Jack Kerouac and the good Dr. Thompson. But in the blogosphere, these instances of verbal diarrhea tend to draw negative comments or even result in loss of readership. This goes hand in hand with the TLDNR concept, as readers will get lost in incoherent blathering or unnecessary instances of verbose declarations. Stick to the important parts of the blog and cut out the rambling. Edit the language of your post to remove redundancies. Your readers won't frequent your blog for long if they can barely understand what you're talking about. Make your blog a must-read. These are just a few examples of how a thorough edit and proofread can potentially improve your writing as a blogger. If you want people to read or continue to read your blog, then you must ensure that your writing is not only worth reading, but plainly readable. Try applying these 5 steps to your next post and keep an eye on the comments section. Chances are that your feedback will be more about the content of your post rather than grammar errors. If, as a blogger, you want to spend more time writing and less time editing, that's okay. Submit your entry to our blog editing services. And for those bloggers who use WordPress, try our WordPress plugin. A second set of eyes is always helpful when it comes to catching errors. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com. because grammar matters.